Did I say we're glad to be here this evening? Appreciate the service thus far. Don't read with us tonight. We're going to read some out of the book of Proverbs. The sixth chapter. We'll start with the first verse, sixth chapter. My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thine hand with a stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth, thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Go, humble thyself, and make sure thy friend. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with forward mouth. He winketh with his eyes, he speaketh with his feet, and he teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life, to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? So he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent. Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man. Therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content though thou givest many gifts. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the sixth chapter of the book of Proverbs. Several things in here, and we know there's a lot in this chapter as much as they are in that of others. And we've got just a little bit that, Lord help us, we'll stay around tonight if we can. A lot of things stick out in this chapter. There's a lot of things that been left with us. I really like the book of Proverbs. It's a book of instruction, if you'll have it. And there is some instruction and commandments that we need to do, just as he made mention. He said, my son, keep my father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. He said, bind them continually upon thine heart and tie them about thy neck. I believe there's a verse of scripture that makes mention about the Lord. It says that the Lord hadn't changed. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. So we find a lot of folks are trying to find fault in that of the Word of God. And sometimes, I guess, stay in the Old Testament probably more than I do in the New Testament. But I believe that the Old Testament was the Word of God as much as the New Testament. I really do. And there's a lot of things that people say has been done away with. But if you really want to know a whole lot about God, then you get in the Old Testament and you'll find out. The Bible says here, and I'm not going to preach on these things, but these are the things that I'm going to read to you tonight. It says, these six things doth the Lord hate. Now, God hates, he said he hated six things, and the seventh was an abomination. So, as seven things here that are written. And I'm going to say this in beginning that God hadn't changed. I don't believe his ideas of man have not changed. He made man. Not only that, he made a way for man to have salvation. But that didn't change how God looks at man. There's just some things that are not right, that God hates. You say, preacher, God don't hate. I don't believe that God can lie. Do you? I believe the scripture will teach you that God can't lie. So I'm going to say that these things are true. We believe it to be the Word of God. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Now those things, brethren, are some things that God hates. You might say, well, preacher, and I realize tonight that you might look at things and you might say, well, I'm not guilty of none of that, yet we're still man. I want to talk tonight just a little bit, the Lord being my helper if I can, about some men that God had used back down and through the days, that men that God had used. I don't believe you'll find one that was guilty of these seven things. I don't believe God used a man that was guilty of these things that God hated. Now you might think different. There's times, brethren, that God used other men for certain things, but it did not say that that man was saved or that God loved that man. He didn't use him in a manner, brethren, that he used men to do his will. Now think about that. You might think, well, preacher, these things don't mean a whole lot of proud. Look, you look at these seven things today and you look in the society that we live in, and brethren, I'm afraid that there's a lot of things that God hates today. I believe they are. I believe there's a lot of things that God hates about this world and the way that it's going. Why, preacher, God is love. He most certainly is. You're not going to get anybody in this world to disagree with the fact that God is love. But you have numerous people, my friend, that'll fight you hand and foot, my friend, that God hates some things. But God does hate some things. And I believe, brethren, he expects his people to hate the same things tonight. I know that's dangerous in the day that we live in. I know it is. I know these things, brethren, that people wished that what you cannot or would not say anymore, because they'll call you a hatist or whatever. Don't they? You say, preacher, I don't know if I could hate that. I've got to love them. You've got to love that person, but you don't have to love those things about that person. Now think about it. Brethren, I'm glad somebody prayed for me. And brethren, I was not a saint when somebody prayed for me. Thank God, had they not prayed, I might not have never got right with God. Preacher, I don't know about that. You read your book. How many times did Abraham, brethren, deliver that of Lot? How many times was he called because Lot was in trouble? Brethren, and it had not been for Abraham, brethren, God would have destroyed him tonight. I believe that. Brethren, he'd have never left Sodom and Gomorrah had it not been for Abraham. Yes, sir. Think about it. Men, brethren, that God had used in the Bible, my friend, was not men that associated with the things that God hated tonight. They were not guilty of it. Preacher, that's saying a lot. I don't believe he hated Noah. Do you? Just the opposite. The Bible says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Brother, God used him because he had a different heart about him tonight. Yes, he did. Why did he use Abraham? Bible says Abraham believed God. And it was counted to him for righteousness. Now you might think today, why, preacher, we ain't got men like Noah, and we ain't got men like Abraham. Well, I'll tell you, I'd hate to live in this world. Brethren, if we didn't have some men, thank God, and some women, brethren, that was against the things that God's against tonight. You know why I can get along with certain people? Brethren, we've got a common ground about us. We've got a common denominator about us. It don't take but just a minute. Brethren, you can figure out real quick, brethren, whether men's on right or whether they're going left tonight. It don't take long. Why, preacher, I thought you'd really get down on these things that God hates. Well, I got news for you. If you don't hate them, there's something wrong with you. Absolutely. God hated them. Why in the world don't we hate them tonight? I ain't talking about people hating people. It's got nothing to do with that. Now, people let you preach on the love of God, but they don't want to talk about the wrath of God or the judgment of God. Thank God or that God really hates tonight. Brethren, the Bible teaches us, whether you have it or not, my friend, had he not turned his back on his only begotten Son, thank God we'd still be in trouble, folks. We would. They were things you won't find in there, my friend, whether Jesus healed everybody that he passed by. No, sir, not every one of them. Brethren, and there are some things that Jesus said concerning the Pharisee and the Sadducee. He said, you're hypocrites tonight. He said, you've followed your fathers. He said, you've painted and whited the sepulchers. Yes, sir. Them that your father had killed, thank God you've done worse than them. God didn't like it. Jesus didn't like it. Brethren, I believe we've got the right as a church not to like it tonight. Preacher, you saying we go around hate all the time? That ain't what I'm saying. I believe you know exactly what I'm saying. It might be strange. It might be a strange way to bring it out. But I'm going to be honest with you. Brethren, there are some things. The Bible teaches us to abstain from the very appearance of evil. Does it not? We're just about living in a day where we're going to have to wear blinders. Do you know that? They put them on the horses for a reason. Yes, sir, they couldn't get no work done. Brethren, if they didn't have the blinders on. Preacher, you've took another one of them mad pills. Well, just be frank with you, my friend. There's a lot of things brethren, that's just fell through the cracks, fell through the holes, my friend, just been sifted out down through the cracks of the floor, my friend, and we've absolutely, thank God, don't care what kind of a Christian we are. Preacher, I ain't going to amen you. You don't have to. Thank God I done got to the place I can probably preach a minute. Thank God without one. Glory to God. And my friend, God still loves us, folks. But thank God we got to act like one of His. And I ain't poor. I might used to be, but I ain't poor. No more. The poor shall have the gospel preached unto them. But did you know if the poor will hear the gospel and get saved, they ain't poor no more. Glory to God, they're just as rich as a king. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Do you know that Noah built an ark to the saving of his household? His soul, but his household. I'm going to make this statement. Brethren, if we could just keep them or get them that are in our household saved, it'd make a big difference. Do you know that? Preacher, ain't some of them too bad to save. I don't believe there's ever been a man too bad to be saved. But, the Bible says that if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? That what it says? He does. Preacher, you mean they gonna be sinners and ungodly? They most certainly are. They gonna be the wicked. You may not believe this, but it's in the Bible. The scripture says that he created the wicked man for the day of evil. It's in there. You can find it. He created the wicked man for the day of evil. You say, preacher, that don't sound like the Lord. I got news for you. Folks, it ain't everybody living that's going to be saved. No, sir. Now, I'm not the judge, and I'm not the one that can save them. Nor can you. But I know one that can. And brethren, when he saves somebody, brethren, when they give their heart and their life to the Lord Jesus Christ, my friend, their life changes. Brethren, they don't live. They don't even think like they used to think. Abraham. What kind of man was Abraham? Let's go on. He is a man of faith. He is a man that trusted God. He is a man that believed in God. I believe we have people like that today. Preacher, I don't know anybody, but you might ought to look around you. I believe we've got folks today. I most certainly do. And I'll tell you something else, if you can't find any, thank God, we ought to be able to raise a few up. Do you know that? I had a person ask me one day, said, preacher, I don't believe I'd want to raise a child in this generation. I said, well, why not? This was years ago. Well, why not? Well, there's so much wicked and evil and what have you. I said, why don't you raise a righteous one? Huh? It don't mean they gotta be wicked. It don't mean they gotta go wrong, my friend,
Teach them right. Thank God, pray. Thank God, and anoint them if you have to.
Did you know it's not altogether the prayers, brethren, of your mother and your dad and your granddad and grandmother that's kept you out of trouble? Do you know that? But I'm going to tell you something. You're more apt to not do it than you are to do it. Yes, sir. I don't know about you, but I've heard people testify, my friend, they didn't like hearing their name called at night when mama and daddy is praying. Yeah. They didn't like it. Some of them, it set them aside for a little bit. When I get old enough, I ain't doing this. Huh? Some of them didn't. Some of them didn't. I got news for you. They didn't live a happy life either. I'm talking about in this life. You say, preacher, why that? I'm going to tell you why. They know better. They know better. Whether you do or whether you don't, my friend, if you've ever been taught it's wrong, thank God it'll be wrong all your life, my friend. Yes, it will. Moses, the Bible said, was a meek man. God used Moses, didn't he? Oh, preacher, there's some things that Moses done down there. There's some things that Moses done, brethren, and it opened his eyes about who he really was tonight. You can study it out. Now, I know the first 40 years of Moses' life, a good portion of it was spent down there in Egypt, learning all about how to become a king. And he is actually in line to become king in Egypt. But did you know there were some things, brethren, that when his mother raised him, and she raised him, let me leave that just like it is. Go on. The second 40 years of Moses' life, brethren, was on the backside of the mountain, keeping his father-in-law's sheep. And then it was close to the end of those 40 years, brethren, that the Lord began to talk and got Moses' attention. Now, he was a meek man before God talked to him. And he was a man, brethren, that God knowed he could depend on to do that he is sent to do. And he did. He was to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt. That's what he was sent down there for. They began to cry, and God heard their cry. And when he sent a man down there, he sent Moses. We know the scripture. I ain't going to get into all the stammering tongue and all that other, but he sent Moses down there. And brethren, it was by the hand of God through Moses that they come out of Egypt. And the Bible says, y'all know the scripture, and they wandered 40 years in a wilderness, brethren, because of their own unbelief. But I'm going to be honest with you, my friend. those people loved Moses. They didn't listen to him a lot of times, but thank God they loved him. The Bible says when the Lord brought him up on what, Mount Nebo, I believe it was, brought him up there, and when he buried him, my friend, that they mourned for Moses 30 days. Mourned for him. Brethren, they loved Moses because Moses was God's man. Go on. You go throughout the scriptures all you want to. You won't find a man, brethren, that's guilty of those things that God hated that he actually used like he did some of these men. Now, they were other men. They were. When it come time after that of Moses, my friend, you can go on, you'll find out that Saul become king, but Saul had a problem with obedience. He couldn't obey the Lord. He could disobey. You see the results of disobedience. He is rejected. Yes, sir, he is rejected. Not only that, him and his son both died in the same battle. They sung that song tonight about the battle. Huh? It's over. Victory's won. Huh? Fight no more. Brethren, he done away with Saul. Jonathan, my friend, was a friend of David. He most certainly was. He is a friend of David. The Bible says in their early years that their souls was knit together. Jonathan loved David. David, my friend, turned out to be the one with the most prestige because he become king. But I want you to know Jonathan gave everything he had for David. He done everything he could in his life for David. Yes, he did. Read it. Search it out. Brethren, he gave David even right down to his own buckle. And David become the king. And the Bible teaches us that David was a man after God's own heart. Now, I don't know how you look at that. You might look at it more than one way. But it doesn't matter. He's still a man after God's own heart. And brethren, David was a warrior. But David didn't have much of a problem being obedient. You read it in Psalms. And you'll find out where David found his strength. You'll find out where David found out how to overcome the enemy. More than once. Years and years and years on end. And it was in David's heart to build God a house. Yes, sir. He is carried around tent to tent. The Bible said it was in his heart to build a house. And God sent him word that he wasn't the one that built this house, but that his son would. His son would. You go and read it. I think a lot of times, brethren, tonight that Solomon would have never had them 40 years of no war. Listen, had it not been for David, his father. You think about it. You think about us sometimes. This world's changing. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's way on over my head, way over yonder. Technology and what have you, and the things that people's coming up with. But that ain't altogether what I'm talking about. Brethren, I believe with all my heart that me and you wouldn't be as in good a shape as we are had it not been for some of our forefathers. Spiritually. Spiritually, they left some things. And I know that some of the older ones, they got to singing that song tonight, and I just sort of reminiscing, I guess. But I can remember an elder sat over here, and she just liable to get up and start shouting, or liable to get up and say, I got a song to sing, or whatever. I mean, just at any time. You know what? People today worried about getting on the preacher's time. You know what? You're worrying about the wrong thing. You're to really be worried about why the Lord ain't put something on your heart. Yeah. But God used these men because they were the men that they were. You may think, well, preacher, he hardened Pharaoh's heart. I'm going to tell you why he hardened Pharaoh's heart. Because that Pharaoh, had a hard heart. And every time the Lord done something, it just made it a little harder. And God knowed that. He knowed that. He knowed it was going to take, brethren, something devastating for him to let the children of Israel go. And it did. The Bible says there was not a house in Egypt whereby there was not a cry, including Pharaoh's house. Firstborn of every house. Now that wasn't the youngest, folks. That was the eldest in every house. And a cry went out in Egypt. But the Bible says those that he told in the land of Goshen, his own people, he told them what to do. We call it the Passover. He said, when ye sees that blood up over the lintel and on them doorposts, he said, he'll pass over. He'll not come in. He wasn't going to go behind the blood. Behind the blood. He still looks for the blood. Yes, he does. You might not think much. I get a hold of some strange things sometimes. But those things that the Lord hates, I believe it's okay that me and you hate them. Can I say something? If you don't hate them, you will allow them. Yes, you will. That's the message. I honestly believe this evening, I really do. I believe we got men and women alike, just as they were in biblical times. I believe that. I believe we got people that's got just as much faith as Abraham. I believe we got some Hannahs, don't you? Sarahs, Ruths, Onesimus. You don't hear much about Onesimus, but brethren, Paul really appreciated him. He appreciated him. He most certainly did. He appreciated Aquila and Priscilla. He told them, said, "You go back down there and you see them." He said, "You salute them because they helped me." I wonder how many people's helped us. You ever thought about that? Well, preacher, I'm my own man. Yeah, I understand that. I venture to say that most everybody sitting here has had some kind of help. one time or another. One time or another. We was in a little Bible study one night, and a man in charge, he was an elder man, and he said something, and it was pretty good, but then he got to talking about where it come from. He said, there's not any of us sitting here that's ever had an original thought. We're all pretty young. I guess we was all mad at him. What do you mean, original thought? Hadn't you ever come up with something you just thought is yours? Ain't nobody ever done this. But I pretty much believe that. We hope you got something out of the message. Preacher, you ain't finished. Well, you can go in there and read. You can find out. You can see these men that God used and put in place. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. What about the prophets? All the prophets. He had a little and over our gathering sycamore fruit. He is a prophet. God used him. Did he not? Can I say this? I believe y'all know where I've come from tonight. He didn't use Ahab to be a prophet. Bible says, and he even forgave Ahab. But the scripture says that there is not a wicked man before nor after that was as wicked as Ahab. Same concerning Jezebel. I just happen to believe there's a lot of good folks still around. I believe God uses them. Don't you? Good to be here. Appreciate you coming.